are top in the Transparency International Index on Corruption. We are signing mining contracts that does not benefit Sierra Leoneans, yet we're talking about prosperity, about making Sierra Leone a middle-income country. We have to address issues like our judiciary, like social justice we're talking about, economic justice, and legal justice. There are lots of things that we need to do in Sierra Leone before we can start aspiring for that particular position of a middle-income country.
According to the government, this vision for 2013 to 2035 is supposed to address some of the concerns you are raising, which is one of them would be a better management of Sierra Leone's natural resources.
We all want better management of Sierra Leone resources. When the president came to power in 2007, he came out with a new act. Even that act is not reflected in the contract that was signed with the mining companies. We came out with a lot series of press releases regarding that. It's not that, I mean, the law is not there. It's here. It's there right now. We're not enforcing them. You cannot continue to promise people, you understand, things that you have not even started doing.
You mentioned the Transparency International report, which came out this week. And it mentioned Sierra Leone as one of the corrupt countries in Africa. Well, the government says that an organization like Transparency International is dealing with what they call flaw poll. And people like you, the SLPP, are spreading lies about the ruling party.
No, we are a loyal opposition. First and foremost, we are Sierra Leoneans. We want to see Sierra Leone forge ahead. At the same time, we cannot just stand by as a loyal opposition and watch the government continue to deceive the people of Sierra Leone. Even the Transparency International Index, which they are challenging. If you see the reaction in Freetown and Sierra Leone, people are texting the radio station and condemning the government. That rather than being realistic by addressing what Transparency International is bringing into the fore, we are hiding under the cloak of the validity of the Transparency International Index. What we should be concerned about now is how we address this habitual bribery and corruption in our country. This is a national disgrace. As Sierra Leoneans, everybody sees it every day in the streets. It's not anything hidden. There is an anti-corruption act which is in place. A very good document that was done by us and that was improved by them. But yet still, we don't see the enforcement